If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Oh, we're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Yes, magical engineer Frank and I are ready to roll. And thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about how scientific medicine wants to modify intelligence. And I'm not talking about artificial intelligence. So we're going to talk about that. Also, we have some immune system secrets to reveal and, you know, empower you through the cold and flu season. Also, we may talk about some other stuff. We got a whole list, but we'll see how the hour rolls, how we get through all that stuff. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, all our righteous men and women in uniform, lift them up in prayer, especially now, holiday season. And I want to remember their sacrifice, and I pray to the God above. I'm hitting the knees, and I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm asking for his righteous leadership as we plead for truth and justice. Isaiah 59 says we're supposed to do that. And, you know, we're supposed to, you know, plead for truth and justice. And if we get justice, that's all God actually owes us. If we get mercy and grace, that's when we get something we don't deserve, right? And, of course, Paul said in Romans 2, we're sure that the judgment of God is going to be according to truth. So let's plead for that. I'm praying for righteous leadership, righteous men of valor, raise up all across this land so that we can get some balance here. We got too much nonsense going on, so we got to seek the Lord's face. In my time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Frank, can you hear me? I think we're having some technical problems. Okay. Well, let me start over in the quack report there. I'm sorry. We're going to be talking about something really coming out of Leiden University, the Netherlands. They analyzed some blood samples from volunteers that a group that watched a scary movie and a group that watched a movie on winemaking. And what they found was that scary films could actually curdle your blood. Yeah, they found that if you watch something scary, they analyze the blood and you get more of a blood clotting protein called clotting protein factor 8. So their research was published in the British Medical Journal. So if you've got blood clotting problems, the last thing you want to do is go watch something scary. All right, moving along in the quack report. All right, so let's see. Scientists are developing X-ray vision. Oh, just like the comic strips. Oh, yeah. Group of researchers at MIT developing some software that uses variations in radio signals to recognize human silhouettes through walls and track their movements. The researchers say the technology will be able to help healthcare providers and families keep closer tabs on toddlers and Alzheimer's patients. But you know what it's going to be used for. It's going to be used for the military. That's right. So this monitoring system that they can monitor people also allows them to control devices just by pointing at them. So it uses wireless signals to track a person's motions, can also measure the individual's breathing and heart rate, and potentially identify if the person is based, based on their shape and their skeleton size, you know, who they may be, you know, male, female, whatever. Of course, the person doesn't have to wear anything to be tracked, and it doesn't even need to know that the device is there. So their team is working on a smaller device, more compact and portable, so they can interface and configure with smartphone apps. And the company is set up to market this technology. It's called the Emerald. That's what they're calling it, MIT, marketing the device early 2017 should be available. Apparently, it's going to cost about $300, and that's surveillance to the max there. Last but not least in the Quack Report, apparently robots will redefine what it means to be human. Yep. I'm not kidding. This is by 2025. They're working on this technology now where you can swallow a pill, and within 24 hours, that pill turns into a robot sending data back to their doctors. What it is it's an edible electronic in miniature form. It's a miniature robot, kind of like, Back to the Future. It wasn't that movie. Inner Space with Dennis Quaid. Remember that? Where he kind of gets injected into somebody through a syringe. They shrink him, and there he goes. It's an edible electronic miniature robot that doctors are able to use that robot to feel inside your body without even making an incision. Yeah. So that's going to send back sensation. Like the doctor, I guess the doctor's going to wear some sort of, glove mechanism so he can kind of get a tactile feel for what the robot's feeling. I don't know. But it's coming. It's called Augmentating Humans 2025. Swallowable, you swallow the robot. Researchers at Bristol in west of England are working on this to make it a reality for you. Swallow robot. Oh, the robot's called Mubot, M-U-B-O-T. And God knows what that may turn into. We'll see. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. I don't know what happened during the Quacker. I kind of went somewhere. Into the ether? I don't know. Oh, and Frank, if you can, no biggie, no pressure. If you can get some of that new holiday music for the break, that'd be great. Don't worry. I know. He says, don't push the mute button. Okay. Slave driver. All right, we're going to talk about modifying intelligence. When is humanity going to tell science, they've gone a little too far? Because we got robots with artificial intelligence on the horizon, on our very heels, making some people kind of uneasy. But now, get this, new scientific research from London's Imperial College states they are about to discover a mechanism which may enable scientific medicine to determine who will be smart and who will be dumb. So for a decade, science has, drilled it into our heads that, human IQ is determined by chance through your genes, plus, the external stimuli. According to science, our intelligence is housed in the gray matter of the cerebral cortex of the brain. And this is where memory, language, perception, and thought occur. And like most things these days, science is, taking the mystery out of creation and attempting to recreate it. So let's take a look and see how science will attempt to manipulate human intelligence. Okay, they're calling it the network. The research team from the Imperial College of London has been experimenting with human genes, and what they noticed is that there appears to be two networks of genes which influence human intelligence. And in the past, the experts thought that being smart was influenced by our genes, about 75%, and the rest was external experiences. So science is not satisfied with allowing intelligence to occur naturally like that. Now they want to control it. So they want to determine the exact mechanism that will make a person exhibit excessive speed of processing and reasoning, vast memory and attention skills, almost like a quasi-human computer brain. However, it is being presented as a way to help patients with brain dysfunction. And no doubt, out of all this research, there will be medical procedures that will be applied to help those with things like epilepsy and other medical conditions. But the flip side of this research is that, it gives us cause for concern. Well, let's look at the lineup, because In their scientific report, the gene networks that they were pinpointing were analyzed, and they compared it to a football team. Yeah, you guys out there, now you're listening, because I said football. But in football, there is a strategy. You know, the players rehearse the lineup correctly for the specific play. And in the case of gene networks influencing intelligence, if they don't line up properly, it affects the intelligence. So a player out of place is the equivalent of not having, well, maybe having slow motor skills, or maybe the lack of optimal functionality in human intelligence. So it could mean the difference of having a quick wit or being as dull as a doorknob. So scientists think that this is where it could, you know, be responsible for, it could be responsible for a variety of cognitive dysfunction, this network. And they affectionately call it the switch. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Do you think it could be as simple as flipping a switch in a genome to modify human intelligence? Could science soon make the flaws go away to create a perfectly intelligent human being, or make an intelligent person as dumb as a rock? Well, actually, science thinks exactly that way, and they speculate that it's just a matter of time before they discover what they are calling the master switch. According to Dr. Michael Johnson from the Department of Medicine, Imperial College, his team is searching for which genes are relevant at influencing human intelligence and how they interact with one another. So what the scientific team is trying to do is to isolate those genes that have similar regulatory actions and manipulate them and see how it affects intelligence. However, the only way to take this from theory to fact, well, is to experiment on humans. So, the brain works. And Dr. Johnson and his team took some samples of human brain matter from patients undergoing neurosurgery for epilepsy. They compared the samples to genetic DNA from highly intelligent, healthy people and those with neurological disorders like autism and other intellectual disabilities. So the computers helped them to map the gene network, which they believe is involved with cognitive function, and they found a gene match in that area in both the healthy and cognitive impaired individuals. So the team labeled these genes M1 and M3, and according to Dr. Johnson, human intelligence traits entail large groups of genes working together. Kind of complex. So during their research, they discovered through computer analysis that the key genes for intelligence overlap the genes that can cause either epilepsy or cognitive dysfunction. So Dr. Johnson's research was published in the Journal of Nature Neuroscience. Let me read you this quote by Dr. Darren Griffin. He's professor of genetics at the University of Kent, UK, United Kingdom. He says this, "Genetics is the science of inheritance, not predetermination, and there is really no substitute for hard work and application." Yeah, some scientists, you know, say, where are we drawing the line in the sand here, you know? Well, what we're talking about, folks, if you haven't figured it out yet, we're talking about gene regulation. You know, we got regulations on everything, you know. We got regulations on healthcare. We got regulations on labor and withholding tax. We got regulations on, oh, I don't know, firearms. But now, genes? What we are talking about here is gene regulation, but science is calling it gene therapy. So how far the field of science called epigenetics will go to secure the rights to influence the human brain is anyone's guess. So there are numerous reports how medicine has identified the genes and the mechanism switches to influence our hair color, or even our immune system receptors. So if science can turn on or off certain receptors within the immune system through pathogens, then it won't be much longer before they can influence intelligence. So the mechanism to perform these gene adjustments is pretty basic. So genes have DNA and produce proteins called transcription factor. And the transcription factor carries out the cell's function. So scientists can turn off a gene, and in doing so, it no longer produces the protein, which provides direction on a cell, on the cellular function. So an analogy would be if you drive out a range of the cell phone tower and you can't get a signal, no signal, the phone will not accept or place calls. So it's expected that science will excel in this area of gene cloning as well, and will continue also to influence medicine with epigenetics and gene regulation. So you know what? It's entirely feasible that in the near future there will be commercialized gene banks where patients can select the gene therapy they want to change or enhance themselves. For instance, scientists at Buck Institute for Research on Aging at the University of Washington think they have identified 238 genes responsible for the aging process. They theorize that by removing or switching off these genes, it will increase longevity by 60%. Their research was published in the Journal of Cell Metabolism. Well, here's a section, input from Genetics Home Reference. They say this: the process of turning genes on and off is known as gene regulation. Gene regulation is an important part of normal development. Genes are turned on and off in different patterns during development to make a brain cell look and act different from a liver cell or a muscle cell, for example. So gene regulation also allows cells to react quickly to changes in the environment. Although we know that the regulation of genes is critical for life, this is a complex process and is not fully understood, end of quote. So your body switches things on and off naturally, you know, but science wants to come in there and kind of flip around, switch things around, and we're getting to some of the good stuff. Just wait. Yeah. Well, let's talk about light. Let there be light. New research from Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, suggests that light influences our genes. They claim that a gene can be switched on or off with light. So the researchers at MIT found that they can start or halt a gene expression by shining light on the cells. This concept, do you remember? It was dramatized in the movie Men in Black, where a flashlight removes short-term memory. Do you remember that? So the team at MIT hopes to use this research along with epigenetic research. Specifically, they want to affect the chemical alterations of the gene proteins, the DNA, with regards to brain function in the areas of learning and memory. So the biomedical engineering department at MIT, they had their research published in the Journal of Nature, in which they copy DNA into messenger RNA to carry genetic instructions to the cell. So apparently, they were the first to create a DNA binding protein to function as a transcription activator for the purpose of stringing them together to customize any DNA sequence. So it may be possible within the next few decades that science will offer couples the option to genetically alter or custom design their offspring. Think about that. Right? I guess, you know, picking out, you know, how tall your kid's going to be, hair color, eye color, you know, physique, whatever, could be, you know, just around the corner. Oh, well, here comes the good stuff. This is kind of creepy to me. I mean, the research at the University of New South Wales in Australia, guess what they're doing? Well, they used gene regulation to alter the DNA in red blood cells to increase oxygen. You go, well, so what? Well, the research is being hailed as a step forward for patients with sickle cell anemia and other health disorders. But the scientists state they discovered a dormant gene, and guess what they did? They repaired it. So the Australians are calling this gene editing, And in this instance, scientists can cut out parts of a gene and splice in other parts in what they call a repair. So it's like playing Scrabble, where you take away a letter from a word and you substitute a new letter. So this concept totally changes the DNA in the gene. And science is boldly stating that they now have the technology and skill to fix inherited diseases. The Australian research team has not conducted any of these experiments on humans, but they feel it's just a matter of time declaring the process safe for humans. So the research was published in the Journal of Nature Communications, and according to the Australian report, the Chinese are experimenting with editing human embryonic DNA. And it's really no surprise that scientists are claiming that the theory of evolution is a product of natural gene regulation taking us from ape to man, which I personally reject that concept. Yeah, you know, if we went from apes to man, how come we still got apes? All right, here's some new research also. New research is telling us that you and I have the power over our gene DNA and how it is expressed, you know, genes turned on or off. According to Dr. Bruce Lipton, he's the author of The Biology of Belief and Spontaneous Evolution, he says our cells have receptors which are influenced by environmental signals and can change the genes within our cells, but the influences, you know, are optional. He says influences such as diet, stress, your emotions, lack of light, etc., he says, influence the regulation of your gene expression. So Dr. Lipton explains that the cells can choose to read these signals or not. So if Dr. Lipton's research is accurate, you and I are not controlled by our inherited genetic makeup, but we can modify it ourselves, according to him. He says that it's a gigantic myth that our genes control us or that we have been the victim of our heredity. Should he be correct, gene editing or gene regulation by medicine is therefore irrelevant. So if your perception is that you are in control of your personal biology, then guess what? You have all the power. Dr. Bruce Lipton also says the new biology moves you out of victimhood and into mastery over your own health. End of quote. Kind of like that. Let's just bask in that for a moment. You know, you feel a little more powerful than the world out there? Well, you know, I've long thought that if you believe, what you believe in actually directs your path and whether you're going to gravitate toward, let's say, scientific medicine or natural therapies. So the argument that science has proven, you know, all its theories and is therefore all-knowing, well, that's not completely accurate because scientific medicine has benefit, you know, trying to stabilize trauma patients, and there's good and bad aspects to surgery, but a majority of the medicine prescribed really doesn't cure ailments, but creates more disease. And recently, more fraud has surfaced in medical research, especially with the drug trials. So the point is, does the human body actually need to be completely dissected and all its mystery solved for us to have a healthy life? Can we secure our health relatively easily with positive thought, faith in God's organic food and his herbs? I tend to think so. So why wouldn't we look to God for health instead of scientific medicine, which is really based in alchemy and evolution? Think about that. While we take a break, we got to take a break. We come back, more empowering news, as it were. We'll be right back.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Christmas, With every Christmas card I write, may your day be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases.
On Herb Talk. I know. Traditional stuff. Awesome. I know. I don't know. I'm kind of in the Christmas mood. I'm not, you know. I guess it's just everything's just kind of running full speed ahead, you know, and everything's a blur. I gotta slow down, take it in. Huh. Everybody needs a little break, right? To regenerate. And that's what we're gonna do. After tonight we'll be back here on the 29th, talking with you live. Empowering you once again. But in the meantime, we're talking about this, modifying human intelligence thing. And I got to tell you, I agree with Albert Einstein. He said, intellectuals solve problems, geniuses prevent them. That's right. You know, when we look at natural therapies, they are non-invasive and kind of offer this gentle way to help your body rebalance, regenerate, heal itself, you know. And it doesn't take much to realize that God's medicine is perfect for us. You know, herbs are here for the service of man, according to the Lord, Psalms 104, verse 14. So God's herbs are a friendly aid to our physical body. Herbs, God said, are fit for assisting our ailments. So God says, His organic food and his herbs are convenient to sustain life, and he calls it good. Just look at Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 to 32. So if we stray from good nutrition that God intended us to have, we can become ill. And Benjamin Franklin once said, you know, an ounce of prevention's worth a pound of cure. That's correct. So organic food and herbs are packed full of all these nutrients that work synergistically and represents God's perfect genius and his power. So science is never going to be able to replicate that. And that is why at Apothecary Herbs, they offer these whole food herb formulas full of organic power. There is really no need to reinvent the wheel. When God made his medicine, he made it perfectly. So if you feel that you need, you know, better concentration, memory, mental focus, you know, instead of, you know, gene regulation, you might want to try some herbs instead. See the brain concentrate at thepowerherbs.com. The folks at Apothecary Herbs make that. They also have herbs that can clear away heavy metals, radioactive particles, pharmaceutical residues, all those toxins you don't need, and help your body regenerate naturally. They also have a full line of immune boosting whole food herbal formulas for the cold and flu season as well. So you give them a call, and you can order or get a free product catalog. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, it's 704-885-0277. Or you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. You get there, type in herbtalklive.com as well. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Now, on their website, they also have some herb-saving coupons, so you check that out. And let me read you this quote by a satisfied customer regarding the Brain Concentrate formula. He says, Brain Concentrate, excellent product. Take it daily. Helps to keep me sharp, focused, clear, and surprisingly more relaxed. And that's Tim Johnson, Monroe, North Carolina. Thank you, Tim. And, of course, we heard also from Bill Knott in Cobbleskill, New York. He said, using your top-quality supplements has been a game-changer for me. Thanks, Bill. We appreciate both of you guys with your feedback. Encourages others. We appreciate that. Definitely great stuff. All right. We're going to talk about some immune system milestones, help you further through the cold and flu season, you know, power up your natural immune system response instead of suppressing it. We have to ask the question, you know, does the human immune system go through, you know, growing pains? Does it mature? Does it have stages? Does it age well? Does immune system Does our immune system need any special attention as we get older? What can we do to make our immune system more efficient, effective, you know, or what can we avoid that would compromise it? Well, we're going to take a look and see what our immune system may need from us, you know, from the cradle to retirement home, and make our bodies healthier for it. First, we're going to talk about the immune system technology. New research published in the Journal of Immunology claims to have discovered a new mechanism in the human immune system. They claim that the mechanism controls the white blood cells, which are used to make antibodies against viruses, bacteria, and other threatening agents. So it's been suggested by science that our immune system becomes less effective or weaker as we get older, and they think that this new discovery has some sort of connection with reversing the aging of the immune system. Well, according to Professor Anne Akbar of the University of London, our immune system does not get stronger with each disease it fights, but weaker, she says, or he says. Our immune system gets progressively weaker as we age, they say, because each time we recover from an infection, a proportion of the white blood cells become deactivated. I don't believe this for a minute, but I'm just reporting. As the proportion of the inactive cells builds over time, they say our defenses get weakened. Well, if science believes this, hokum, then each time you are injected with disease with a vaccination, you should be getting weaker, right? See, can't have both sides over here. Let's talk about how they like to switch you off. Professor Akbar goes on to say, what this research shows is that some of these cells are being actively switched off in our bodies by a mechanism which hadn't been identified before as important in the aging of the immune system. End of quote. Well, so modern medicine admits that they don't know everything about the human immune system, yet they're injecting people with disease, which we now suspect is maybe switching off some of the immune system efficiency. Did they just, you know, have a fraudulent slip there? Think about it. It appears that by this new research, you know, the allopathic medicine has been permanently aging everybody's immune system. So Akbar also states that now they think that they may have a way to reactivate the immune system cells, which are switched off by boosting your immune system, especially for the elderly. It's called a vaccine. See how insane that is? Well, I think our immune system gets better with age, to be honest, because it codes things. It has a memory. It has adaptogen cells, right? Yes? Okay, so instead of our immune system becoming more efficient with age, we're told it's been compromised and become weaker with age. Normally, they say the immune system develops lifelong immunity as it works to defend you from disease. So how can we have both? If it has lifelong immunity and can defend you, how can it be weaker each time you encounter a disease? Well, according to science, this immunity is passed on to your children through DNA and also through mother's breast milk. So now medicine is questioning if the DNA has anything to do with the stability of the immune system. Is it possible that science is kind of lumping in the lifespan coded in our DNA with how the immune system is supposed to be working? Well, the DNA strands have caps known as telomeres, and they tend to get shorter as we get older and then get deactivated. However, blood samples which have deactivated white blood cells in it also have long telomeres. Obviously, DNA lifespan coding does not shorten the effectiveness of the immune system. So, you know, Akbar, you're wrong. So medicine is assuming that since inactive white blood cells have long telomeres, that these cells can be reactivated somehow. Well, don't they think that they are inactive, maybe for a reason? Remember I told you the body shuts things off and on at its pleasure for a reason. Scientists who switch cell biology on and off could be delving into dangerous ground. So for if they switch on your immune system, they can certainly also attempt to switch it off, right? If that's what they think they're doing. It's so complex, and they don't understand the immune system. They've admitted that. So, you know, what are they doing? As always, it's all under the veil of, you know, helping you out, helping the elderly with weak immune systems, helping children who have immature immune systems, vaccinate, vaccinate, vaccinate. Okay. I personally, not with a 10-foot pole, get me near a vaccine. You know, you want to give me a shot, I'm going to give you one first, but mine's full of lead, hope you know. Let's talk about your immune system a little bit more. The human immune system requires specific nutrition to run efficiently no matter what age you are. So organic foods that are rich in protein, antioxidants, omega-3 fatty acids, whole food vitamins and minerals are going to help your immune system stay healthy and strong, okay, not weak. So your lifestyle has a direct impact on the efficiency of your immune system. All right? So it's, you know, just kind of good old common sense that good nutrition is going to strengthen your immunity. Bad food's going to weaken it. So foods you are allergic to will stress your immune system. Culprit foods tend to be milk, wheat, soy, shellfish nuts, chocolate, mushrooms, food additives, food colorings, and food preservatives. Other culprits are going to be heavy metals, toxic chemicals, and radiation, all going to really give your immune system a shock. So as researchers at Harvard state, your immune system is a system, not a single entity. It's connected with everything else. Everything chemically communicates. So to function well, your immune system requires balance and harmony. Okay, so if you'd like to know more about foods, healthy foods for your immune system, you can go to whfoods.com and check it out there. First, there are some studies at Harvard Medical School. They're starting to delve into the area of nutrition and immune system. They are not willing to admit that lifestyle directly influences the immune system function, or that you have that ability to boost immune system function through diet. For the moment, though, they're kind of intrigued by the notion that vitamins and maybe herbs that are packed full of vitamins and minerals and so forth can help your immune system and help it think more, be more efficient, and they say more study is needed. So they acknowledge that the elements of diet, exercise, stress and other factors affect your immune system and have been researched in animals and humans. So they admit the results were interesting, but in their opinion are considered preliminary. Well, of course, it's not going to feed the pharmacist beast. So, you know, how much attention do you think it's going to get? Now, their reasoning is that science is still discovering how the immune system works and that they are not willing to accept nutrition, vitamins, and herbs, that they're capable of doing what modern medicine cannot. So, to scientists, boosting the immune system makes little sense scientifically and speculates it probably isn't a good thing. You got to remember, they are looking at controlling certain functions of the body, and to do that, they do that with toxic drugs, which can be dangerous. So the nutrition in whole foods and herbs, very different. It's very different. It's not isolated synthetic toxins. It's synergistic vitamins and minerals that work together, all created by God, who has the superior chemistry than anybody here on this planet. So organic nutrition is balanced. It supports normal function without suppressing or forcing the system like drugs do. So when you boost your immune system with whole foods, vitamins, herbs, you are actually bringing the function of your system to normal level. You are reversing the effects or damage that drugs and vaccines can have on your immune system. So you're just bringing it back to normal function. That's what immune boosting is, because we live in an age where everybody's immune system has been under attack. So look at this as an immune boosting course 101. Okay. The scientific community wants you to think that you could not have any positive effect on your own immune system. You'll hear things like, the immune system is very sophisticated and makes many immune system cells. How would you know which immune system cells to activate for different microbes? Well, we don't have to know. We don't have to. The immune system knows. All you got to do is provide it the building blocks and nutrition, and it does that. We don't have to worry about it. The immune system, sophisticated, it determines which cells to activate on its own, okay? So the nutrition is the building blocks the immune system needs to work. It's all this control, control, control from medical science. And, you know, I think medical science has its place in trauma, you know, but they don't cure anything. They manage everything. They manage disease rather than cure it because it's more lucrative for you to stay under the illusion of wellness, but not really being well. Yeah, so, you know, doctor visit after doctor visit, lab work, drug after drug. You know how it goes. There's no money in well people. Right? That's what, follow the money. Well, your immune system, you know, has those white cells created with bone marrow. Many don't think that their blood is a living tissue, but it is. Just like your bones are continuously making blood cells, your immune system is always generating and activating the proper immune system cells. So the blood is made up of liquid and solids, and the liquid part of the blood is called plasma, consists of water, salt, and protein. More than half of your blood content is plasma. So the solid part of the blood contains red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets. So every part of your blood has a specific job to do. The red blood cells deliver oxygen from your lungs to all over your body, to all the living tissues and your major organs. The white blood cells are your immune system defense cells, and they fight infections. The platelets help the blood to clot, preventing hemorrhaging, loss of blood, and loss of blood pressure. Now, the lifespan of your blood cells is kind of short. Red cells, they last about 120 days, platelets, 6 days, and white cells, 1 day. So these cells are constantly being replaced with new healthy cells made by your bone marrow. So how fast are these components for the blood being made by the bone marrow? Well, our bones are always manufacturing blood, and some components of the blood are replenished in just a few hours, while others may take a few weeks. So healthy immune system, obviously, got to have healthy bones. Now, there is some confliction in science. In one case, we have a professor, Akbar, that tells us, you know, that spent white blood cells are inactive immune system cells. They accumulate, undermine the immune system health. In another case that we have, scientists at Harvard Medical School say what is known is that the body is continually generating immune system cells. It produces many more lymphocytes made with white blood cells than it can use. The extra cells remove themselves through the natural process of cell death called apoptosis, and some before they even see any action. You know, they don't get to, you know, gobble up any immune system problems like pathogens. So no one knows how many cells or what kinds of cells the immune system needs at any given time to function at its optimum level. So science is just guessing. So the unneeded cells are removed by the body through a natural detoxification pathway through the bowel and urinary. So what some scientists are saying is, although we can't prove that the healthy lifestyle vitamins and herbs help the immune system to reduce its incidence of disease, we know that there remains a direct link, which can't be proved, but it's very likely. So let's talk about the elderly. It's kind of obvious. Our elderly, they say, have weaker immune systems because they're old. Part of the thing, of getting old, you get a weak immune system. They're not always eating white, the elderly. So, of course, the youth of America not eating right. So what's wrong with their immune system? You want to keep in mind that modern medicine gives elderly people, those over 65, stronger flu vaccinations. This means they are injected with more disease, more adjuvants, more mercury, more antifreeze, which are the typical ingredients in your flu vaccine, than the average person. So yeah, their immune system's going to be weaker. A direct delivery of disease through a syringe is an artificial infection, and it does switch off the immune system response. Doesn't want to manufacture antibodies when you do that with the white blood cells that the bones make. So yeah, those poor elderly people get flu shot and probably, let's see, shingles shots. What other shots they get? Hepatitis? I mean, you know, it's kind of up there how many shots they get. Science will also try to cloud the issue and discourage you from using immune-boosting foods and herbs by telling you not everyone's immune system needs the same thing. What will work for one person won't for another. But again, we're not talking about substances that control a system, but substances that support a system. And when you get whole food nutrients in foods, organic foods and herbs, the body just takes what it needs and it voids out the rest because your natural foods and herbs aren't toxic like drugs, synthetic drugs. Prescription drugs can't claim that luxury at all. You know, because your liver has to produce an enzyme to neutralize the poisons in your pharmaceutical drugs. That's why you have to have liver profile tests done periodically because the liver is under duress. So if you want a strong immunity, you know, God tells you how to do that. Herbs are here for the service of man. And he's given you all the fruit of the trees. He's given you all the organic nutrients in the herbs to heal the nations. And that means you as well. So if you want a strong immune system that functions normally, you want to avoid the drugs, avoid the vaccines, you want to eat organic foods, get regular exercise, reduce your stress, drink clean water, and when necessary, use your herbs to help with more nutrition for the immune system for extra support. So an important place to focus really is on your bones because it makes the antibodies for your immune system. Bones produce those white blood cells for the platelets. White blood cells, red blood cells, strong bones won't come from animal food sources, but it does come from plants. So bones require an uptake of minerals of boron and magnesium with the calcium so it can absorb the calcium correctly. Vegetable plants and herbs have 2-to-1 ratio of boron, magnesium, and calcium is perfect. It's what God designed. And that's why people with all the milk mustaches in the world still have bones that look like Swiss cheese, because it's not the right ratio. So if you're looking for the calcium formula, you don't have to look no further. Go to thepowerherbs.com. The folks at Apothecary Herbs make that along with a whole slew of immune-boosting formulas for you for this cold and flu season. They even have pandemic kits, so check that out. Thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663. I hope you all have a very Merry Christmas. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Please seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. Until next time, I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, wishing you all to be well.